first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Steve Perlmutter ponders the meaning of progress.
When early people used stone axes, the clearing of a patch of forest was a communal activity, a multi-day event involving numerous members of the group who took time while working to exchange stories, knowledge about the forest, gossip, and other cultural memes. With the introduction of the steelhead axe, that same patch of forest could be cleared by one man working alone in one day. A great advance in efficiency, but a significant loss to the cultural life of the group. Now, how did you used to find the answer to a question? Depending on the type of question or the subject matter involved, you might go to the library and commune with all the other library goers there. You might ask a friend who has more experience in that particular matter. You might ask your teacher, who would appreciate your initiative. And as a last resort, you might ask your parents, who would be proud of your inquisitiveness and pleased that you thought to come to them. But now you have a smartphone. You have no need to commune with friends or teachers or parents. You have no need to generate or strengthen any human contact. You just type or say your question into the blinking, buzzing, flashing amalgamation of glass and plastic and transistorized circuitry, and it answers your question. Or at least it suggests an answer that it selects and downloads from the universe of knowledge and information floating in cyberspace, without any advice as to whether the information is fair, accurate, timely, or useful. But like the man with the steel axe, it was quick and efficient. Are you better off?
Steve Perlmutter is a retired environmental lawyer whose own progress involves communing with nature. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.